For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
But the heavy lifting early on will be done by the Washington Capitals, who were up 1-0 in overtime thriller last night. They beat Montreal. It has to be this way, Danny.
Yeah.
It can't be easy. They were up 2-0 after 40. And it's always funny to know who the real ones are that have been around the longest. Because as I'm walking the concourse last night, people would come up and they'd be like, hopefully they can hang on. I'm nervous. That means you've been there.
You've seen it.
You've been scarred. You've watched this movie before. I had a couple people come up and be like, we haven't had one of these games in a long time, these free, easy games.
And oh, gone, you sweet summer child.
2-0, bud. This is not 9-0. But alas, after 40 minutes of just whooping Montreal's ass, just dominating them physically, playing as quality a 2 periods of hockey as the Caps have played all year long, they hit everything that moved. Hockey happened, man. Yep. It's so weird how it can just turn like that. They can't get the puck out of their own end. They can't possess that little black rubber. And next thing you know, it's 2-2, and we're headed overtime.
Well, as you said, it can't just be simple. It can't be the better team for 40 minutes, whatever math you want to do, 41 minutes, 39 minutes, 44 minutes overall. I don't know, whatever it was. They were awesome. That was the thing that has been missing, that intensity, that whatever you want to call that, human nature, whatever excuse or reason you want to provide. We talked about it. They hadn't been doing that for a while.
You got to feel a lot better. 100%. You didn't think they'd be able to flip the switch.
I didn't.
They came out in the first period last night. They had 20 hits in 20 minutes of hockey. They were destroying Montreal. The physical advantage, the size advantage, the board-rattling hits by Washington in that period, it was unbelievable.
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And it was scoring chances, puck possession, ice tilting, all the things that one seeds do. That's what a one seed looks like. And then it didn't. Then they had their disease where they can't get out of their own end, and it's turnovers, and it's 7-minute shifts, it seems like, where Montreal's getting guys in and out of the lineup, cycling the puck for an hour and a half at a time, and it's a shooting gallery, and everyone's trying to win a big stuffed bear. It just felt like a once they scored that power play goal, it was like a different game. It was like if you'd only seen the first period and came back in the third, you go, oh, this is they're playing a doubleheader? It's a new game? Unbelievable.
I make a concerted effort not to be an anti-ref guy. I did not like the penalty on Pierre-Luc Dubois that led to the power play that got Montreal on the board in the third period. What'd you think of that penalty?
I thought it was horrendous.
Dubois falls down. Now, you got to be in control of your stick, and that little flail of his stick that ends up hitting a boot and tripping a Canadian, it's ticky-tack, you can call it. For me, it's the playoffs, bro. I'm sorry, that's not a penalty. A trip's got to be a trip. What a trip is like what happened to John Carlson on the power play, where someone slew-foots me and takes me out, could have hurt me. Very obviously a trip, not called, by the way, should have been a 5-on-3. That's a trip. The whole I'm getting knocked over and my stick hits someone as I'm falling, I know you got to be in control of your stick. I'm not saying it was a terrible call. I did not like the call.
So I thought it was terrible, and I'm not sitting there telling you that's why they couldn't get their act together for the next 20 minutes and Montreal tied it.
Didn't help, though.
It certainly didn't help. So to me, I understand, like, I don't know. In sports in general, like, what we're talking about is, are you doing something to gain an advantage. That's what rule violations are to me, right? Where you, in football, you line up incorrectly or somebody's beaten you as a lineman and you reach out and hold him. It's trying to reclaim an advantage. This was literally a guy that was hit in a way that he didn't see coming. So he, I don't want to say ambush because it wasn't dirty. I thought it was just a good hockey player. The guy, the Montreal player was hustling back to try to, dislodge the puck from Dubois and knock him around. And he didn't see it coming, got blindsided, went down in a very awkward way. Not the kind where you prep yourself, where you know it's coming and you brace yourself against the boards. And if you lose control of your stick then, when you're in control, trip, call it, send his ass to the box. That to me was somebody that was going down, you know, like someone with a bunch of shopping bags falling down the escalator. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. He's not in control. If you want to blame him for that, I guess that's fine. But to call a penalty there, he got beat. He got knocked down. Sure. That's punishment enough to me.
I am not sweeping the third period under the rug and acting like it didn't happen, okay? It was terrible. And for about 13, 15, 16 minutes, whatever you want to say, from really like 3 minutes in, 4 minutes into the third period, until there were a couple of minutes left, that was as bad a stretch of hockey as you can play.
Mm-hmm.
You get outscored 2-0. They didn't shoot the puck on net once during that time.
Yeah.
But a lot more of the game looked nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the first period, the second period, which was the Capitals just dominating, manipulating tempo. Ovi scoring on the power play from his office, the carryover from the regular season. Ovi, I
mean, it looked like a replay of the record-setting goal.
Absolutely. It was beautiful. 1-0 after one. Then they get the goal from Anthony Beauvillier, who was unbelievable. We talked so much about him yesterday, replacing Alexi Protas, this huge loss, your best player at even strength. He's not on the top line with Ovi and Stromer, and Beauvillier ends up making a really athletic play, acrobatic with the stick. I thought it may have been above the crease.
So that's what I want to ask you about. Why didn't Montreal even bother to challenge that?
Good question. They obviously had a long look at it, and they decided it wasn't worth it. I would have. You can't take them with you. But there was a long wait before they dropped the puck. Mm-hmm. I was in the barn thinking they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. But that was a great play by him. He had a team high. And shots on goal, by the way. 5 shots for Beauvillier, who was awesome on the top line at +2. Overall, I just going into that final period, you felt like they can't lose this game. They've played too well. But you know you're one Montreal break and goal away from that tightness,
whatever
that anxiety,
that
nervousness. And it happened. And then the game was tied, and they're going to overtime. And the energy was let out of the arena, and it was just nervous anxiousness.
Well, I want to ask you what it was like in the barn, because on television, you know, after I got home picking up my kids at various sporting events, sit down, with the DVR, start watching the game a little bit later than everybody else, but was able to catch up with the intermissions.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
it felt like all, as you said, all of the air was out of the stadium, all 18, 19,000, 20,000, whatever, just puckered with ghosts of years past.
It was a madhouse.
That's what it felt like, right?
Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was just like, not again.
Oh, no.
You know, I think most arenas would be that way when you blow a two-goal lead in the third period. But here, to your point, the feeling is not like, oh, I can't believe this happened. The feeling is, not again. Or why, guys? Why does it always have to be this way? And you're just picturing Montreal pouring out onto the ice with the overtime game winner. Because you've walked home, if you're in the city, or you've metroed home or driven home so many countless times after you lose one of those heartbreakers. But it wasn't to be last night, thanks to the great eight, Alex Ovechkin. By the way, at the game last night, I bumped into Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals.
Oh, very nice.
They were sitting down on the glass last evening, had front row seats. Irvin, who we've had on the show, is a massive hockey fan from Minnesota, was wearing his Ovechkin sweater. And Mackenzie Gore, who loved it. I mean, he was all in, just seeing his reactions to some of the stuff last night, texting with Jake after the game about how much Mackenzie got hooked. They had a blast. They had their girlfriends. They were down on the glass, so it was good to see the Nats representing. I saw Gunnar Henderson was at the game.
A couple of Orioles were there, too.
Orioles, shortstop, and phenom, so that was cool. Night off for both of those teams as they get ready to play today, and I'm sure Gunner and them are staying right here in D.C. somewhere. Maybe they're going to commute back and forth, but I'll bet you they got a spot in Pentagon City for the week, so why not go check out the Capitals in
Swing
the playoffs?
By. That was cool.
I want to listen to the goals, though. You already heard the John Walton call, as heard here on The Fan, from Linnell right before we came on, but the two TV calls from history last night, Alex Ovechkin had never scored a playoff game winner. And it was the Great Eight, the year that's been all about him, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record, a year after he didn't have a single point, a single goal against the New York Rangers in four games in a sweep with multiple goals last evening and 3 points for the Capitals. Let's hear Joe Beninati on the call. This was the local Monumental Sports broadcast.
It's Birch loose! Montem ball ready. Rebound it tight! For the first time in his career!
Joe B was jacked up. Locker, by the way, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. I want to ask him about this. His reaction, he's so good at not jumping in and just letting the crowd and the scene tell the story. But his reaction, there's a camera on him, was as if he was in a library and someone was reading him a book that he didn't care about. Like, he just, there was no fist pump, there was no smile. You know he's loving it.
Yeah.
But he is so
he's locked in. He's
professional.
He's like, it's the football equivalent of looking for flags.
But
right?
Then he, like, 30 seconds after the goal, he like puts something, he's eating something. He like puts, I don't know if it was a peanut or a piece of gum, or he like puts something in his mouth. I got to ask him about it. The video is hilarious.
So good.
Ovi is 39 years and 217 days old. Fourth oldest player in Stanley Cup playoff history to score an overtime goal. Only three older players have ever done it. The Capitals now 18-12 on home ice in game ones, 28-21 all time in game ones. Ovi dragged him into the fight last night, boy.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Seven hits for the all-time leading goal scorer. His demolishing blow in the corner on Cole Caulfield, when the guy that has scored more goals than anyone in the history of the league just decided to skate past the puck to go blow up Caulfield as he was trying to play it, was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. That's your captain and my captain. One of these looks different.
Oh, captain, my captain.
My Lord. Go. I tweeted the video if you guys
it's
haven't
good.
Seen it. And the angle, like, low from, you know, behind the glass, whatever camera was rolling that they showed in the arena, it was perfect. He knocks him in the air probably 6-7 feet.
That poor little fella.
Just
that poor little guy.
That was honestly, that hit was symbolic of the first 40 minutes.
Yeah.
The Caps were a damn freight train hitting everything that moved. It was as if all of their prep for the couple weeks before resting everyone and getting everyone ready to go allowed them to play the greatest 20 minutes that any team's ever played.
It was to gear up for whatever that was, where it's like, the puck is down here and so are we. Like, here's some business.
I got to give the national telecast credit, by the way, because while normally I cannot stand a national call of a big Caps moment, they were all over it. Right before the draw, not only did they point out that Ovi had never scored in the offensive zone, but they were kind of calling out Montreal. Have you heard this yet?
Uh-uh.
So they're like, Patrick Laine's out there. And what they mean by that is he's terrible defensively. And like, they're like, this is weird. They've got a bad defensive forward group out there in the D zone. And the Caps immediately score the game-winning goal.
Well, there are a few things that Ovechkin hasn't done. Not many, but he's never scored an overtime game-winning goal in the playoffs.
Really interesting here. He's on the shooting spot on the left wing. The Canadians have Demidov and Laine on the ice, a rookie and a player not known for his defensive play.
The puck is free. And a great chance for Pavelier. Ovechkin scores! Now he has that playoff overtime goal. What else can he do? Washington wins 3-2.
That's pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
I mean, McDonough and Ferraro take a bow. Like, they both got their little lines in.
Uh-huh.
Boom. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That's legit.
The level of it, obviously, Ovechkin finding his way, like after the initial fracas, hoping for that play that they run, where you know, hopefully win the faceoff, he kind of slides in, takes that shot through some traffic that you know has been so lethal to goaltenders, doesn't get that, but then just goes, I'm going to score in front of the net real quick, just parking right there.
Yep.
Unbelievable. From Beauvillier. Unbelievable pass.
Oh, it was sick. And that play he made.
Yeah, and Ovechkin just plucking it right out of the air. Not quite on the ice, but had to be through some traffic.
Incredible. I watched, too, I'm pretty sure he heel kicked the puck. Like, he went between his legs and then kicked it like to Beauvillier to start the whole thing off the draw. I think that was all world, like otherworldly ridiculous to get the whole thing going. I was way more nervous, tense, anxious. Just miserable in the third period in overtime last night than I thought I would have been for a game one. Like, for a game one, going into overtime, my feeling was way too, this is huge, and I can't afford to lose this game tonight. It felt like an elimination game, how I was internalizing it. I don't know why.
I think because there'd been so much buildup, right, agree or disagree. Let me try it again. I think because there'd been so much, like, much ado about, Are they going to be able to flip the switch? Are they the same team? I know they've been injured, and how much are they going to miss Protas? And now it looks like there's no Farivari for the postseason. We didn't know that last night,
right?
But you know, it's a major deal, and they'd earned it. They were so good, and you're going to lose this one.
Well, the flip side, you know what I mean? That, like, yes, you're right.
This is the one that's going to get away from you.
When they won the game, I was in Nats Brewers wild card game. Soto just hit the ball into the outfield, and they took the lead in the eighth mode. I was jumping around, hugging strangers. I smacked the guy on the ass. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. If you don't know me and you're thinking about me today, that's good too. I just smacked a stranger on the ass.
Smacked him right on the butt.
On the butt.
Okay.
When I get into that mode, I just start running. Like, I probably have to think more about it because, like, I could get arrested or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just start grabbing people and, like, kissing them and hugging them.
Sure.
I make advances. I can't control myself. Remember when I just started grabbing Juan Soto's dad, but I didn't know it was his dad? And me and this dude, who's like a really svelte, like ripped 40-year-old guy from the Dominican,
uh-huh,
just start jumping up and down, hugging each other like girls at a concert when we're 13. I was like, that's the mode I was in when Ovi won the game. It's just the happiest,
mm-hmm,
I can possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other feeling like for me. And that's game one. I can't be doing that for game one. I don't know.
You got to pace yourself a little bit, is what you're saying.
Kind of. Like, what, on a scale where I did that, what do I do? Like, jump out of a helicopter for game 16?
So that one, I didn't feel that way last night. And it's interesting, just breaking it down. I'm so annoyed that Montreal came back and tied it that was more relief to me. Do you know what I mean?
I think my relief was part of the joy.
So I didn't get the jump around joy, which is interesting. And I'm wondering,
I'll bet you if you were in the arena,
it might have been different.
In the lower bowl with 20,000 people wearing, mm-hmm, red, you probably would have high-fived some folks.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that to me is that one of those, oh, thank God. Thank God they didn't lose that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just, again, because that story's been written 1,000 times. All you have to do is change the date where they outshot, outhit, outskated. Actually, they didn't outshoot for a while. I mean, they were dominating that game. It was like 2-1 in shots. And Montreal, what did they have, 20 the last 22, 23 shots in the game to take the shot lead for it? But the Caps were so good that they won that game until it got ripped away from them. So that to me was just relief. That's all I could feel was kind of a nice exhale, and I slumped into the couch.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.